Hi guys, what's up? Wow, so second day, I'm back after, you know, after the I'm Such a Loser episode, and also I have officially, like, you know, spread the word and let a lot of people know that the podcast is officially live. So even that is getting a lot of, hopefully now I can gather an audience over here. Anyways, my name is Savri Raghavan and this is my podcast. I'm sorry for not doing this earlier. And if you're coming here for the first time, then wow, that's great. It's great to have you here. And if you're someone who's come here all the time and you've come here again, then thank you so much. That really, really means a lot to me. Today's episode, today's audio segment, whatever you want to call it, is, as you can see, one of the most important things that's very rarely talked about. Very, very rarely talked about. If, you know, in any success scenario, in any video or anything, and it lies in front of us, but not a lot of people discuss it in open. There are many tons of videos, there are tons of motivational speakers, there are tons of books that talk about this element of not giving up, right? In other words, persistence. Sorry, persistence. My voice cracked over there. So what is persistence? Persistence is the skill of not giving up, even in the face of opposition or, you know, continuous failure, maybe. That is what the Wikipedia defines persistence as. So why is persistence important? Today I was reading a book. I've started reading my the next book. I just finished Gary Keller's, you know, The One Thing. And now I've moved on to an all-time great. And I'm really, really excited for this book. It's Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, right? And as soon as he starts, the very first thing, the very, very first thing that comes in the book is that you should not, in any case, give up. You need to have the desire, you need to have that willpower, you need to have the persistence to keep digging, to keep moving forward, right? He goes on in the book, he goes on with an example of a man who supposedly finds out, this was during the gold rush, right, in America, way back in the 19 or the 18s, I'm not sure, not really sure about it because I don't have the book with me now. So this is about a man, and he, you know, he finds out about this, he has a hunch about this one place that supposedly has a gold mine. So he digs for a while with some of his friends, and he finds this one trickle of gold vein over there. So he, you know, gets all the, he mines all the gold he can from over there. He sells it, makes some money, clears off all his loans, and then gets some extra cash. And then what he does is, he digs more, because he knows that obviously there is a bigger ore, you know, underneath the ground. But then he keeps digging. But then what happens is, he even, with the money that he got after selling the first batch of gold, he hires machines and all of that, you know, hires workers to handle it, and he keeps digging, but then he doesn't find. And after one point, when not finding gold for a lot of time, he gives up. Now what he tells is, he tells the manager who was handling all of these operations that, you can take back your machines, I'll pay you. Let's just forget about this thing, because there's obviously not any gold over here. But this man, right, the manager, or you could say the worker, the head of the workers, the labor's head, whoever he was like, wait, why don't I give this a try? So what he does is, after this man, the first man, has given up, this guy marks the location of this place where supposedly the mine ore is. He goes to an expert, a consultant, you know, someone who's an expert in gold mines, and he asks him, look, is there a chance for more gold to be underneath this place? This man comes, inspects the place, and he tells him, yes, it lies just 3 foot below where you've stopped. Just 3 foot below where you stopped, there is an entire gold mine. Because that is how, apparently, those people, you know, archaeologists or all of those people in that field, they know. They know how to calculate the distance at what the mine will be, where the mine will be, and all of that. And so he tells him, yes, just dig for 3 more feet and you'll find all the gold. This guy's like, okay, wow. So he digs just three more feet, and he gets all the gold, right? He becomes a multimillionaire. Why? Because obviously he was also working for the first man. They all faced a setback together. The guy who hired them in the first place, he gave up and went back home. He's like, pack it all up, I give up. But this guy, he had the persistence. So he, when he was faced by a setback, when he was faced by a difficulty, when he was faced by a failure, he stopped, he paused for a second. He told, if I can't do it, can someone else help me do it? So he went to this expert. He asked him, look, now I am here, I am stuck, what do I do? And this guy, he tells him, just go for 3 more feet. He digs for 3 more feet, gets all the gold. This is what we need to develop. why, even after being 19 years old, why do I love John Cena's one mission statement so much? Right since childhood, huge John Cena fan. Why? I didn't know until now. I realized a very simple message, a very, very simple message that John Cena gives out. Never give up. Just never give up. Think about it. If you put it in a very rational way, right? And there are quotes. So how do you defeat someone who does not give up, who does not know what failure is? You can't. So you just shouldn't give up. Never give up. Very rationally, imagine you face a problem and you're trying all you can to solve it. Okay? You're only defeated when you give up. You're only defeated when you say, I can't. And you leave the stadium, or you leave the arena, or you leave your job, or you leave a relationship, or whatever it is. In any aspect, in any field, you can apply this, right? So that is what I'm trying to tell you. You just should not. You should never give up. Persistence is key. Some of the world's biggest people, Kevin Hart, for example, he used to tell that for 19 years he got rejected as a comedian. I hope that figure is right, but I'm sure it was more than 15 years. Right? For 19 years... Wait. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the number. Even if it's 9 years, that's a lot of time. People these days... They're like, oh, I'm gonna be a travel influencer. And then after 2 weeks, they're like, man, I'm not getting enough likes and I'm not getting enough, engagement. So I'm just giving up. Like, what? Like, seriously, are you serious? Lots of other successful people, they just don't give up. Take Elon Musk's story. This is what he always tells. Put in 100-hour work weeks. When others are giving up easily, when others are accepting defeat easily, you have to understand that never giving up is the key. Persistence is the key. That is where success lies. Success lies just one step away from your final setback. When you realize you're done and you're like, man, I want to give up. You have to understand that just a little bit more of effort and boom, you're successful. You'll get what you want to get. Right? So that's what I wanted to talk about, and more to come from the book that I'm reading. And I'm super glad that, you know, if you were there for this entire thing. And yeah, so that's it, guys. Never give up, all right? And I'll see you tomorrow. Stay strong. Take care.